For Brighton's lawyers and 4D doors.
The Summer Breakfast Team. Filling in for me, Vossi, on 1170 SEN.
Hello, welcome to... Wow, look at this. I'm in the studio. This is... Hello, what's... Hang on. What's that? I thought I was at home. I wish I was at home. No, I don't wish I was at home. Hello, Joe Healy.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Oh, it's so good to be back. Bloody kids are home. Oh, no, I didn't say that. Did I say that out loud?
Did you not have the best... Were you not buzzing when you went to the airport to pick them up yesterday? I can imagine you would have been so excited.
I'm probably a little eccentric, so I thought, I'm going to get my steps up while I'm waiting for them. Right, so I just did the walk, and I worked out, if I do this and I walk there, and I'm going to get 100 each circuit. So I did that. And every time someone came out with the kids, I'm like, is that them? No, that's not them. Keep walking, walking. Is that them? And then they came running out. It was awesome. It was awesome.
That's so sweet.
It was great to see them. Great to see you this morning too.
Likewise.
How are you going? What are the matchsticks in your eyes for? What are they for?
Oh, TGIF. I was at the basketball down in Wollongong last night working courtside for the Kings Hawks game.
Yes.
Lots of fun. Great game. Great atmosphere.
Yes. Give us a crowd indication there, down there.
It was a strange one. The COVID fear was definitely a thing. So I think the pre-sales, somebody said there were less than 50. I know, pre-sales. So that's not including members. So they'd usually get 1,500 members, let's say. They ended up with over 2,000 in the stadium, lots of walk-ins on the day, and it was great. They were really pleased with it. Thursday night, raining all day, so that obviously keeps people at home as well.
Yes.
And then plus the whole COVID thing at the moment. So it actually ended up as a big success for the Hawks. They got the win on their home court as well. It just means that I got home really late and my alarm went off really early.
Thoughts and prayers with franchise owners at the moment.
Yes.
Like it is so hard. We'll get to that over the course of the weekend. Of course, we've got the test match coming up today from Hobart. And I'd reckon if you've got a ticket for day four or day five, you're there going, oh, what's the point?
Well, although rain today.
Oh, yes, that's true.
So that's going to extend it a little.
Can you just imagine, though, what time's our flight? The England cricket side. So what time's our flight on Wednesday? When do we go? Oh, come on. 1170 SEN here in Sydney, SEN track on the Central Coast and the Illawarra. 90.3 FM in Griffith. We're big in Griffith, Joe. Did you know that?
I did.
The Riverina, the MIA, the Murrumbidgee Irrigation Area, as they call it. Those listening anywhere in the world on the SEN app. Also to those people up in Queensland, they're listening right now, 10:53 a.m. in Brisbane, 16:20 a.m. on the Gold Coast. You're with us for the next hour, and then, oh, thank heavens, Pat and Heels take over, 6 a.m. local time. We're here for Brighton's Lawyers, the lawyers protecting your future. You can call Brighton's Lawyers on 1-800-848-848 or visit brightons.com.au. 4D Doors. Garage Doors Redefined, 4ddoors.com.au. That's the number for 4ddoors.com.au. And on the McDonald Jones open line, you can give us a call anytime. We're happy to take your call.
Definitely.
Throughout the course of the morning, 1300 01 1170. Get us on the text line, 0457 736 736. I love it when the Greenkeeping Rooster has already texted in to Matty Cox, who's the earlier program, clearly on his way to do those greens.
Mm-hmm.
And he's here going, Coxie, you need to get the Victorian shades off, mate. Marcus Harris isn't unlucky. So it's funny because I'm sitting out there earlier today going, what? Oh, isn't it unlucky, Marcus Harris? No, mate, you got no runs. Maybe David Warner. No, mate, he's played 90 test matches. He averages 48. No, Marcus Harris is not unlucky.
It's not all doom and gloom for him, though, so it would seem. Right now.
Yeah. You know what? You know what? You're Pat Cummins, world's best bloke. We'll get to him shortly. Sell out. Anyway, we'll get to Pat Cummins shortly about his watches. But Pat Cummins in the press conference goes, you know what? Think of it not as someone being left out. Think of it as someone whose form is irrepressible. And we can't look past Usman Khawaja. Mate, Marcus, you've been dropped. Can I put it more clearly?
As if Pat Cummins would ever say that. He's far too nice a guy.
Exactly.
He'd be infuriating, wouldn't he?
Oh, seriously.
Give us an opinion. Come on, tell us what you really think. He's like, oh, Yeah, nah. I'm going to sit on the fence.
Not only that, okay, come on. Let's find a reason to dislike this bloke. I mean, bowls 145 kilometre hour at our swingers. Oh, all right, we like him. We like him.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, declare earlier next time, Pat. That's the only thing I'll say about that one. One thing we do have to say, speaking about Pat Cummins, remember after the Melbourne Test match? Do you think Justin Langer, he's won the T20 World Cup, he's now retained the Ashes within three Test matches. Justin Langer, he went, now's not the time to talk about that. Which is basically saying, oh, JL's number, days are numbered.
Yes.
Days are numbered. One of my favourite subjects.
Yes, JL.
Oh, yeah.
Don't we know it?
Yeah, oh, sorry. Should have stayed at home. Didn't cop this sledging when I was sitting at the kitchen table, I know that. So JL's like, yeah, I really want to continue. Everyone, even the former coach, Darren Lehman, saying, JL, finish on a high, buddy.
There's a great argument for him to go out on a high, 4 years, T20 World Cup, Ashes success, all that kind of thing.
Yes.
JL, though, is still an athlete. He's a competitor.
That's right.
And I cannot see him going easily unless there is some serious pressure behind closed doors.
Yeah.
I think he will manipulate a situation where he is the umbrella. They bring in a couple of coaches for the red ball and white ball, and JL sits on top of that as the puppeteer manager, but sort of not being quite so hands-on.
So I'm just getting this straight in the presentation to Nick Hockley, the CEO. So see over here, Nick, over here's the one-day squad and the white ball squad, mm-hmm. and over here's the red ball squad.
Yep.
Where are you, JL? I'm up here. I'm up here. See up here? Yeah. I just see over everything. All right, okay. Mm-hmm. And what do we pay you? Yeah, $1 million a year.
Yep.
That'll be fine. Thanks. No. When all the players are saying, yeah, let's not talk about that now. It's not a good sign. You've won everything. Yes. But remember, in August, we said less JL. Do you want more JL around the squad? Less JL.
Well, this is less JL too.
Right. Where would you like to do that from? I'll do it from Perth. The most isolated capital city on the planet. I'll do it from there. And maybe Pat and the team, let's face it, you've retained the Ashes. You've won the T20 World Cup. You're selecting the coach. The players are selecting the coach.
They are.
Yeah. Yep. Steve, Davey, come here, mate. Who do you want to coach us? If Trevor Bayliss got the gig, which is reported, and whether it's the split role or whether it's the whole role, we don't know. But if Trevor Bayliss got the gig, personally, I would say, and I know this is very New South Wales in my opinion, but absolutely appropriate.
Yeah, definitely. Who, out of curiosity, who are the players that would suffer from JL not being there?
Ah, good question. Who wants JL?
There must be a couple.
Yeah. Well, Scotty Boland, surely you can't come in and go, yeah, I know I've played two tests, but JL, see you later.
You're done.
Pack and pal. So who are the big moderators? Who are the ones that have influence in there? We know Pat Cummins does.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The bowling cartel, when they start releasing their own press, they put their own press releases out, right? This is when you go, it's a subsection of the Australian team. So when you're looking at Josh Hazlewood, Mitchell Starc, and Nathan Lyon with Pat Cummins, that's a power group there.
Yeah.
Steve Smith's got to be in that power group.
Definitely.
Davey Warner is absolutely in there. Even Marnus Labuschagne, I think.
Even though you can't take him seriously, I think he has a sway in that conversation.
I actually think he has no say. I actually think, you know what? You know what Marnus is? Marnus is the equivalent of Marnus asking you to go upstairs. I heard something. Did you hear something? Yeah, I heard something. Mate, you heard it hit the wicket and then it hit the keeper's gloves. It didn't hit anywhere near the bat. That's what you heard, Marnus? No, I heard something. All right. Well, let's burn a review. Anyway, did Novak Djokovic, you've been talking much about him.
Oh, yeah. I was so looking forward to not having to mention his name today. We thought yesterday we'd be done with it.
Nah.
There'd be some form of announcement yesterday afternoon.
Nah.
But alas, it still is ongoing.
Here we go. Did we actually see Craig Tiley pull one of the balls out, the names out of the hat for the draw? Did we actually see that? Alex is saying yes, we did. All right, well, I didn't see it, right? But I'm going to make a presumption and say Alex is not lying to me and say, oh, okay, all right, it was legitimate. The Serbian, Novak Djokovic, has actually drawn another Serbian in the first round. So if I was saying yesterday, if I'm a first-round opponent of Novak Djokovic, the first thing I do is say, hello, could I speak to the minister, please? Okay. Oh, hello, Alex Hawke. I'm the first-round opponent of Novak Djokovic. He should be deported, that guy. Like, this is outrageous. But no, how do you make that awkward? Give him another Serbian in the first round. I think the ball was heated up. Was the ball heated up? No confirmation on that. Just speculation at this point.
He's not particularly favoured over there at the moment either. After admitting to going out in public and breaking those rules, so I'd be interested to know what the Serbian public think about that matchup and who they would be supporting.
Call us now, Serbian Nationals, 1300 01 1170. What about this one? If he does get deported, we just heard last night. Decision will be made very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
What are you waiting for? Exactly.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for?
I feel when ScoMo got up and did that press conference yesterday, massive political play. Just expecting a last minute decision right before the draw.
Right.
His face would then be the first one up to talk about it.
Yes.
He'd look like the superstar who's had Novak deported. Obviously, they didn't make an announcement. And ScoMo's there going, all right, I've called a press conference. I have nothing to say.
Yeah.
I got nothing.
When are they going to drop? 5:54 this evening.
Yes.
The test match is on. The news is about, you know, if anyone is not watching the test match, they're going to be watching the news. 5:54. This federal government, by the way, Novak's deported. What's that? What? He's deported. Okay. All right. He's out.
Working at media outlets, it is amazing how often that happens.
Is that right?
Oh, all the time.
Okay. There you go. Let us know your thoughts. 1300 01 1170. Stefanos Tsitsipas has taken aim at Djokovic. Whoa, yes. Playing by his own rules and making vaccinated players, quote unquote, look like fools. So that's just some of the blowback from his fellow players. That's going to be on in earnest, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I don't know what their relationship is like. I didn't think it was that bad, but I suppose anyone who has been supporting Novak over the last couple of weeks with the whole, you know, he shouldn't have been sent into detention, all that sort of thing, people have changed their tunes entirely.
Of course they have. Of course they have.
Even BP came on the other day and he'd flipped his tune as well.
BP's the most positive bloke in the world. Talk to Tennant. Yeah, how good's the Tennant? What about Novak? God, jeez. Oh, we'll speak to BP a little bit later on. We're going to speak to Simon O'Donnell, get his thoughts on the test side of Victorian dropped. So we'll find out what Sod thinks of that. Jordan Silk, the Sydney Sixers player. One of my favourites, Jordan Silk. Just gets it done.
Mm-hmm.
Just gets it done.
Can we get to ask him about JL too?
We can ask him about jail. We can ask him about COVID. We can ask him, Greg Shepherd. There's another guy who's got an incredible record with white ball cricket, red ball cricket as well. But there you go. That game last night, the Hurricanes beat the Thunder by 9 runs. Stars had a win against the Renegades. That was 6 wickets and 33 balls remaining. I like the fact that Scotty Boland's going to get himself a central contract.
It's the nicest story ever, isn't it?
Perfect.
Oh, it's the best. That and then the county cricket offers as well. It's a new lease on life almost for him.
Exactly. Imagine going home with that. Like, he's got the wife and 2 kids. What did you do today? Well, I got this central contract. Have a look at that. 800K. How good's that? You mean how much each month? That's how much each month. I don't want to disclose who it was, but a former player that I used to work with, a former Australian player, talked about his rise up the – so, you know, the get the rankings, the central contracted. Like, there's – the managers don't do anything, right? They take their percentage, with due respect to all the managers out there. They take their percentage. You can't negotiate. You're either 1 or you're 2 or you're 3.
Yep.
You walk into the room and they go, mate, you're number 2. That's it. And you get this amount of money. You don't. It's not a negotiation. But anyway, so this former player was going, oh, hang on, I've gone that many up? Because they were playing all 3 formats and they were doing this. And then the house that he was looking to buy for his family certainly moved from Engadine to Gaimea, to Caring Bar South. Mm-hmm. Next thing you're in Cronulla. Next thing you're looking on Woolooware Road. Ooh, isn't that lovely? That all happened very quickly. And it was talking to their other players going, is this the right check? Yeah, that's the right check.
Do you blame them?
No, not at all. But, you know, isn't that a nice situation? It reminds me of the Super League War when there's one of the name not disclosed, a Warriors player came and said, oh, look, you've made a mistake. You've paid me my entire contract on this check for the month. And they went, oh, sorry, that's Dennis Betts's monthly check.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
True story.
Oh, no.
True story.
Oh, that's so awkward.
Oh, Dennis, good player. Very good player. Actually, great player. Dennis Betts.
Does player in question get a pay rise just for being privy to that information as a result of their error?
No, but just take a photo of it if you could back in the day. Take a photo and put it out on social media and go, oh, look, this is bumped into Dennis Betts' monthly check. But anyway, great player, Dennis Betts, has got to be said. 1300 01 1170. All thanks to Blundstone, the fifth test down there in Hobart. That's record-breaking. That's history-making, isn't it, down there? Back to work with Blundstone and Toby Price. You can win a VIP Fink Desert Race Adventure. Marcus Harris has been dropped. Put it whichever way you like. He's been dropped, and I've got absolutely no problem with it. Joe?
Nope, not at all. Yeah. I think it was very much expected. It was probably expected prior to the last test, but because of Travis Head's situation, Uzi was brought in and did what... I mean, maybe we didn't expect him to get back-to-back centuries, but I think everyone expected him to perform better than Marcus Harris has, and he did.
And he did, and he did. 14 test matches, high score of 79, averaging 25, strike rate of 45. He's 29 years of age too. It's not like he's 21.
Is he?
He's not Will Pekowski. He's 29 years of age, Marcus Harris.
I thought he was younger.
Yeah, I thought too.
Good skin.
That's... Let us know your skin routine, please, Marcus Harris.
He probably won't want to talk to us. No,
that's right. He's been dropped, so he won't. You know who could get him to speak to us? Pat Cummins. Mm-hmm. Hey, can you ring 1170 SEN in Sydney? Okay, Pat. No worries, mate. Get me a start on the Pakistan tour. We'll see, Marcus. Anyway, Trevor Bayliss maybe to replace Justin Langer. Everyone's Crash Craddock's weighed in on it. Malcolm Conn, would you believe? Malcolm's weighed in on it. Malcolm likes writing about this stuff. I like when Malcolm writes about it, to be honest. He's got a bit of inside info there. You always get the sense, when people were having a go at Malcolm about that article he wrote a couple of months ago of saying, oh, hang on, you can't betray that trust. You just felt he's holding more back, you know. You know he's got more.
Cricket has got to be, I'm sure there are lots of other sports, but there is so much that goes unsaid in cricket. Oh. There must be so many nuggets of gold out there that go on behind the scenes that you'd just love to try and, I don't know, squeeze out of someone.
I don't want to tell you about the Western Australian player that didn't want to train under Justin Langer, that wanted to go elsewhere. So keen was he to get away from him.
Really?
He had an incredible season too, by the way. Ashes test update, thanks to Blundstone Boots. Back to work with Blundstone and Toby Price, winner VIP, Fink Desert Race Adventure. This is an interesting one, just before we get to the news. Nelson Asifa-Solomona. Looks like he's quitting rugby league to join the Japanese League One competition. No mandates on vaccination in Japan.
No, interesting, but that's only in Victoria, so... Is there an option for him to go to another NRL club first, or has he just decided he wants out, he's gone for another big paycheck over in Japan?
Every NRL club not in Victoria, so that means 15 others, are lining up to sign him.
Yeah, okay.
The only thing that I would do if I was the Melbourne Storm, you can go anywhere you like as long as it's not to another NRL club.
Oh, okay, fine.
I would suggest.
Yep.
That's the conditions they put on. What about if I go to Panasonic Wild Knights? Yep, go for your life, mate. Mm-hmm. But I hope that's not the case because I love watching him play. He's barnstorming. He changes. I tell you who's like that. The only bloke down there in Victoria is like Craig Bellamy's going, you sure we're letting Nelson go? You sure?
Yeah. I'm a rugby fan, so I'm not complaining.
Oh, you love the Japanese Wild Knights, do you?
I watch them every week.
You're the one, the reason Stan paid all that money for the rights. You.
Any boost that our national team can get right now, I'll take.
Yeah, that's a good point. But he's a Kiwi.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's an All Black. He'll be playing for the All Black. If. 1300 01 1170 McDonald Jones open line. Get us on the text line 0457 736 736. We're a little bit loose. I blame it on Joe. She's tired. That's why I'm blaming it on Joe. You blame it on whoever you like.